90 Day Fiancé.
Rainy Day Podcast.
What is going on?
Hello.
Welcome back. How you guys doing? So we gotta apologize for last week's post show. It was a little.
What did we do?
A little too arguing.
People didn't like it.
I don't know. I didn't like it, but it was okay. But
I don't listen to it, but I told you afterwards, like, oh, you shouldn't have brought up aliens.
Okay.
Because I get feisty.
I say there'll be no more aliens.
Did somebody say something? That was I too much?
A little bit. But it's okay. No more alien talk. I don't even know what we're going to. There is no post show today, so unless I come up with something off the top of my head.
Excuse me.
Because
I was such a monster.
There was no question submitted.
Okay. I have some news.
Oh, hit me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Christy news.
Tonight, Nick said to me, hey, we should get Discovery Plus because you can watch 90 Day Fiancé. Ad-free.
I don't know if that's the case, though.
Pillow Talk.
I'm not really sure.
So therefore, like, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, he is in.
Do not. Slow down.
I don't think I've been. Bruh. I had to hold it down. Like, no. Okay, sure, no. Yeah. We should look and see if we can get a deal. We need to see if there's like a trial period because I'm cheap. But
yeah, I think you.
That
just,
to me
I'm not
solidified
sure.
That you are a fan and nothing is ever going to change my mind.
Well,
and I love you.
Keep hope alive. I don't think that's the case, but okay.
That was my breaking news. Do you have any breaking news?
I don't have any breaking news. No breaking news. Yeah, so we got no more Betsy, so we're just going to jump
into
Betsy?
It.
No more Betsy.
Betsy.
No.
I'm just saying, is Betsy okay?
Yeah, Betsy's fine now.
Okay.
But gathering
news.
You
don't need to do our work.
Gathering news for us every week is it's not something that
it's
we want
to
force somebody to or ask.
A what?
Not something that we want somebody to ask somebody to do.
No.
Ask.
No. She was amazing.
She was great.
Ever. Okay.
You want to get into it? Or what do you want to do? Anything else on your mind you want to talk about?
Can I talk about like what I'm most proud of today?
What?
Something you were impressed about me.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm sorry. This is like truly like you're very, very rare to be impressed with me.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom gave us a gigantic container of Jelly Bellies. And it's just a big container of mixed Jelly Bellies. This is so not important. But Nick says, how are we going to know what flavor it is? And I was like.
I didn't say that. Actually, I did say that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you did.
Right.
I did say that.
And I was like, I know all the flavors. And
very skeptical.
He didn't believe me. And do I know? I can say, this is the pear.
You
this
did.
Is the toasted marshmallow.
100%. You did, except you did mix up. You gave me peach and it was like peppermint or something.
No. I didn't
cinnamon.
No, I said strawberry and it was cinnamon.
Something. You messed it up.
I'm going to give you a peach.
But you were like 97% accurate.
Yeah. It's a skill I have.
Okay. Good job.
For years and years of Jelly Belly.
All right.
Okay. I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's start it off.
Oh, you did songs?
Got nothing? Okay. Who's fighting?
Well, who's fighting? Yara and Jovi?
Jovi, yeah.
Okay. Boy, these guys.
It's a class act.
I mean, here's the thing.
We got to meet all the couples now in this.
Yeah, we'll talk about those. The new.
So it's like six couples this episode.
So all this is my like overarching Yara and Jovi. Who do I like the least? Contest.
Really? Out of the two of them or out of all the couples?
No, out of the two of them.
Oh.
It goes back and forth. Back and forth. Yeah.
Okay.
I was not her fan. And then I'm definitely not Jovi's fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a butt face. Let's go. Okay, so first, I don't like her because she rolls into the like living room. Are you reading a book?
That's true.
Like laughing at him for reading a book. I was like, why can't he read a book?
Yeah.
That was weird. So like, you're not nice. Then also she just goes off about the apartment. She hates everything.
I don't understand why she's like,
she just hates even the plates. Can't they she be grateful? Prison plates, Nick.
Who cares?
Prison plates.
He just put this together like in like a short amount of time.
Well, she says nothing here is nice. Everything's ugly.
What are you expecting?
So then they're going to furniture shopping and they're just going to go get a rug and a mirror, which is like the
yeah, you
two not priorities. No. Like,
well, maybe for her.
Okay. A mirror. Can we just please? Okay, so they get to the furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to talk about is the furniture store lady.
What about her?
She is amazing. This, have you gone ancillary to a store characters. And this woman went to the store? She was like pew 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 the whole time.
Yeah.
First of all,
Yara, she probably jumped at the opportunity. Oh, we're gonna have some. We're gonna have a taper come in, and we who wants to be this?
Me. Ah, I do. Done. So first, Yara talks about she wants a mirror, and then she's like, "You seem like a fancy kind of girl," and like shows her the like,
sparkling shimmery
mirror.
Love the it. CZs on the outside.
So then again, we're just supposed to be there for a rug and a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let's not talk about the rug because that we're gonna go over that later because okay. The rug is. But they're walking around the store. She wants it all. He wants out.
All he wants to do is get out of
the store. Whatever. Like, do you need a Snickers? Like, I love her. Everything about her brings me joy. But then she gives him a little props because she's like, where do you live? And he's like, the warehouse district. And she's like, well, that's actually, she was like legit impressed. Surprised. Like, yeah. That is nice.
Well, meanwhile, Yara's like, it's too small. It's this and that.
Yeah. Then you know what? She can be as she wants to be. Because he says, learn your English.
It's true.
What? And then my favorite worker, whose name I did not write down, is like, whoa. And then she goes in the ITM. If this were my friend, I would tell her to slow down. He's snippy. Then when I just think, oh, he's being a real jerk, he calls it his apartment.
Well, okay. Uh-uh. I know. It's definitely a wrong move. But... those things can slip. Like you could just say that. And
but then, if that slips, then that's what you think.
Mm-hmm. No,
because it was about her, agree. Like the GD carpet that he didn't like.
Yeah, he doesn't want to just like fold over to her. This every carpet was question, like it wasn't about request.
The carpet. Let's be honest, it wasn't about the carpet.
Yeah, maybe he thought he was going to push around too much. He didn't want to like start keep giving into her.
So when he says his apartment, she walks out and she then says, and you know she's pissed because she's like, I don't want anything, and yeah. You know she wants something. But she's so mad she's not even gonna want to get
she was
anything.
She was pretty pissed.
And then
okay, no, go ahead.
No, and this is when I was like, oh, really starting to feel for her in the ITM when she's like, everybody thinks I'm the bitch and he's so nice, but like he's not nice. And we've seen that now.
Yeah, well, you saw a little bit, like what this
a
is tip like,
tap, yeah.
This is like nothing. This is like a little.
I mean, flirt. But you're on camera.
All he wanted to do was get out of the apartment. I mean, get out of the store. Like he's like, just pick what you want and let's leave.
No, he and didn't say just pick more. What you want. She wanted that rug and he didn't want it.
Well, yeah. If somebody want, if you want the a rug with like sparkles in it, I don't want that in my apartment either.
Sure, but then she storms out, and the worker again, my hero, is like, you need to go apologize, and he says, why?
Yeah, I don't know why he would not want to apologize, but it's yeah, he's I think he's just caught up in the moment. He's a little snippy, like just kind of like jazzed up about the whole thing and just didn't want to give in. I think he felt like he was giving in too much to her and all.
What did he give in?
I don't know.
Give me one thing he gave in.
I don't
in.
Know. Mm-mm. But I think this is the relationship that this is the foundation.
I wrote down at the very end, they are both super immature.
This is my takeaway from these two. That he actually sucks up to her in the end. Like, oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry, but and I think that's gonna be the relationship. He messes up, she gets mad, he apologizes. Mm-hmm. Around and around we go.
I have a couple more things to say.
Good.
First of all, just when I think, ugh, these two, then they're in the car on the way home, and we're like, I don't even know what they were talking about. Neither one of them had seatbelts on. That was upsetting. So, okay. So then they get dropped back at home. They're not talking. They're in a fight. She gets pissed, wants him to take out the garbage and all the da 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 da. But here's what really like said it all to me. Okay, so she's not talking. They go into the apartment and he says, this is his go in. So you can't respect my opinion? That's your go in?
If it's stewing in your brain over and over again and you finally get a time to talk when it's like,
then
blurt, he blurts out whatever he thinks.
No, then she says, you know, she brings up like, you're saying this is your apartment. And then he says, you have a place to live, don't you? What?
Keep the change, you this filthy animal. This is why I'm like,
you are the most immature person, because he just keeps digging it in. And then he just folds so quick, because she's like, get this crap out of here. And then he goes down to the, he does.
And then he's like, if you do that again, you're going to be by yourself.
I'm going to give them 5%.
Oh, yeah? You want a calculation? Christy says 5% success of,
wow. They probably get married, but like success. I'm not saying success to marriage, but success.
That's a very subjective. They need
more years of life.
Oh, for sure. I don't think Jovi's decision to get involved with her just because of the miscarriage or whatever was happening is a smart one. I don't think there's many signs he could have exited off this highway, and I think he just missed his turn.
I think they love each other.
I think Jovi really likes her. Likes the way she looks, likes the way arm candy she would be, yada, yada, yada.
But he's not ready for a relationship. No. Like, the way he's, like, holding really double. Like, she was being kind of a B, but, like, he kept doubling up.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't do that. Like, you don't push the, don't poke the bear like that.
You gotta have self-awareness.
Definitely can't poke the bear.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't give him 5%. I'd give him something. I don't know. Somewhere in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yeah. Give me that. And let me get that. Running her hands through my fro. Bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready. It's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body. Stephanie and Ryan.
Oh, hell yeah. Player versus player. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Oh my God, I have so much to say about these people.
This fucking shit is ridiculous. Oh
my God.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, we got proud cougar Stephanie, 52, with her cub Ryan.
And her sorry ass cat.
I'm going to get talking about that cat.
Jesus.
Don't worry about it. Okay, let's just, in the history of 90 Day Fiancé, there has never been an opening as psycho as this.
She's
hula hooping.
She's going for the Guinness
Book of World Records. 100
hours?
On hula hooping. Okay.
What is that?
No, listen. For anyone that hasn't seen this, which I'm sure you all have, but she's hula hooping, okay, in her living room on the phone with these circadian rhythm glasses that
two
are
and
like
a half days.
They're these blue lights on her eyeballs that are just like strapped around her head.
I'm not even into that tinfoil fat shit.
I know, and that's. this was the best opening of all the openings that I've ever heard. And then it only just gets better.
She looked like an alien when she came up. She's like, oh, I am from the planet Hula Hoop.
No, she didn't.
She looked weird. Those blue lights in her eyes made her look weird.
Well, the blue lights look weird. Anyway. Yeah. But, so I have 5 things to call out on this thing. We've got the hula hoop. Okay.
2.5 days. Can you stay awake for 2.5 days? Doing hula hoop?
No. That's why would I want to? Do you get anything for that? Do you get a prize?
You get your name in the
Guinness Book of World Records.
Who cares? You get probably a plaque or something.
Keith Raniere has his name in one of them.
The Australia version. Okay, let's pause. Let's just do a pause here for like holiday binge watch.
Seduced.
Yeah, so somehow I clicked on
Stars. I do enjoy a cult show.
Stars 7-day trial and. Mm-hmm. I got berated for it a little bit.
Berated.
You were like, why are you doing that?
Why are you doing that? Like, but then I was like, ooh, they have seduced.
I was trying to get our kid like a movie that he could watch about Santa Claus and Arthur or whatever. And
did I come upstairs and say, I need to apologize?
You did. Correct.
They have seduced. We have 6 days left. Let's watch.
Yeah. So we watched all 4 or 5 episodes of that in a couple succession.
Days. It was good. Anyway, it's about Nexium cult.
Anything for a cult show for Kristen.
I love a cult show more than anything. And
so you give it a, is that a recommend?
It's a definite recommend.
Okay. And then we watched Soul.
Soul is really good.
On Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And did you give that a recommend?
A definite recommend.
Okay, cool.
Okay, back to 90 Day. So, we have the hula hoop. We have the glasses. Then we talk about her daily youth serum shots.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Like, seriously?
Hey,
listen. I don't have a what the fuck button.
She likes looking good. She does look great for 52. But she does
I'll give her that.
Like a medical
her whole spa. Her whole business is about skin and weight loss.
She said
loss
it's about weight loss and age reversal, which that even just that term age reversal is not a thing. You can't reverse age.
The aliens wouldn't say so.
Okay,
well. I got some.
Oh god.
I said I wouldn't talk about aliens.
Oh no.
Yeah. But it's in there.
And then there's a 4 and 5 that I'm going to get to. There's 5 things in this that just this was my favorite part of this entire program.
Okay.
Okay. So she owns 2 medical spas. She's like a badass businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing her thing.
Driving
She's
her Maserati.
She's never been married. She never wanted to have children. She's just like, go, go, go. Right?
Okay.
Till she meets Ryan on a trip to Belize, which you know it's going to go well. He's 27. She's 52. They met 3.5 years ago, so he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even that, like 24, 22 and a half.
She was 50. Right? 49.
48 and a half.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, but listen, Nick, they started as friends, okay? I'm sure.
Okay.
And then she went back 4 months later, and then they became like a couple. And she goes there, before COVID, she went there every 2 to 4 months. They got pre-approval for the K-1. There's just an interview left, but the interview's on hold due to COVID. But also because of that, they haven't seen each other in 9 months.
Okay.
Okay. She's like having a hard time trusting him. So you know what?
Pause.
Oh.
Do you think that this man is being faithful to her?
No. No. Do you?
No.
Okay.
Let's make sure.
Okay. It's a silly question.
Let's make sure.
Ay, ay, ay. But she calls Carla.
Do you think that she thinks that he's being faithful to her?
She's worried. But let's talk about faithful in a minute. Let's talk about the fact that she calls his mother Dorla when she can't get a hold of
him. Who is 5 younger than her?
Years younger than Stephanie.
What?
So.
What?
Ooh. When she can't get a hold of Ryan, she calls Dorla. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Whom they have a very close relationship.
Yeah.
They say I love you to one another.
It's weird.
Weird. Because she's just calling to check up on him. Like, have you heard from him today? And mom's like, yeah. Because mom hears from him every day. Because he's a good son.
Yeah. Why doesn't his fiance
He's busy with his friends and fishing. Okay. That's what he shares.
Right.
Okay.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, she's feeding her cat key lime yogurt with a spoon.
What the fuck are you doing, lady?
And she... here's the thing. Like, she's like, I have never wanted kids. I never wanted... She did, too, because she's treating this cat in a creepy way.
Let's talk about the psychic.
Oh, I haven't even gotten there.
All right, Maria? Come on. We got a cat. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Maria, her friend and psychic. Listen, Nick.
How do you feel about psychic?
Psychic is number 4. How do you think I feel? Okay.
Why don't you tell them?
To be a believer in a lot of things, and I'm not anymore. So I have gone to psychics. I was going to ask you, have you ever had tarot cards read for you?
Oh, fuck yeah. All the time.
Like
multiple times. Like
all the time, you say.
I used to get them like at least once a year. No.
Okay. When you say all the time, I'm like, are we going weekly?
No, but like prior in my, before. I
have too, and I have some things to say about this tarot card reading.
So you don't think they have any significance at all?
Nick, no, I don't.
Zero. But,
and I know people are probably giving me shit. I don't believe in
zero.
That. No.
Okay.
No. Because I have seen the same tarot card be
interpreted different ways.
Many different
ways. Oh, for sure. They're supposed to be that way.
Yeah. Right. Oh, supposed to be. So this friend read them just as if she wanted the message that she wanted to send to her friend to be sent. Come on.
You don't
think... I could have done that. Oh, my. Like, oh, you're going on a journey. Oh. The chariot. Oh, that's not good. There's another woman around that. Oh, seven cups. Oh, or the seven of cups. Oh, there's a snake. That's deception. I could do that. Maybe they're... Sure. I am not holding out that there's not anyone that could do this well. But this person? No. And I would argue... I would probably argue 100%, but 99% are full of BS. And you can read people. You have to read people.
Okay.
And that's all the psychics. You've, again.
There are some baloney
psychics. There has been nothing that has ever been proven.
Okay, babe.
Oh, you know, I'm feisty about this stuff. We should do a.
This is halfway to aliens, guys. We're like tiptoeing near something.
We don't even get me started on homeopathy.
That's one. That's a.
That's my hot.
That's a third rail word.
That is my hot button right there.
Mm. Let's tell the people what our third rail words are.
I don't know what a third rail is.
You don't know what a third rail is?
No.
Like a subway? Like a train?
When have I been on a subway?
Anyway. Twice? Okay, so if you touch the third rail, it's like that's where the juice is. That's where electricity for the train is. So if you touch it.
You can touch that?
If you're on the track, you can touch it and then you.
There's a third rail?
Yes.
Oh.
But that's where they
get electricity. I don't know anything about subways.
Electricity. So that you would, if you pee on it or something, if you were actually
had. How did you do that?
I don't know. I've heard stories. Okay. But anyway, you probably can't. I don't know. I'm not anyway, true story.
We digressed.
But anyway.
Homeopathy is.
Words that if we say.
Top of my list.
We cannot talk with. So I've never had a talk with Christy about homeopathy past figuring out that it was a hot button issue.
Nothing makes me more
vaccines
angry.
Also are a hot button
no,
issue?
No, vaccines are not. Anti-vaxxers are a hot
same
button.
Same shit.
Okay. No.
Okay,
vaccines
fine.
Are lovely.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, why don't we do a skeptic podcast?
No.
See? I'm not the monster.
Oh, no. No. If you want to do that, then you have to do one of my podcasts. But you can't even sit through one little bitty story.
And I knew that, and I told you I can't.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm not a perfect person.
We're not going to play tit for tat. Like, you do this.
I'm not a perfect person.
I know. Neither am I.
I have a lot of hot buttons.
Okay. Keep going.
Anywho. So Maria coming over, her friend and psychic. And I think I'm going to lean towards more friend than psychic.
Okay.
Okay. She's a great friend because she's like using her psychic abilities to convince her friend of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to convince her, like, ooh, watch out. Mm-hmm. Okay? So we're all thinking, like, oh boy, this guy, he's a no good. Then what? Then what do we learn, Nick?
Does she cheated?
She has a skeleton. She cheated, but...
They were on a break.
No, they were not on a break.
They were on a break.
Okay, so this was a year and a half ago. Ryan does not know this. He will when he sees this program, and I'm sure that we're going to see this when we watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in Belize, and a year and a half ago, she caught him on the, she like saw he was like talking to three women on the phone. I'm guessing it was text. So she kicked him out. I'm guessing of the,
woo.
Some sort of resort she was at. Go. And then his cousin called. Harris. And was like, and she's like, I'm leaving. And he's like, no. Like, what? Like, let me come over. And then, Nick, what do you know? Accidentally.
Well, if she thought they were on a break.
No. Thank you. But no. It was like a whoops. I mean, I didn't mean it. But like, okay, so I had sex with his cousin.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
This is bad. And now she wants to come clean.
She wants to come clean about it.
Yeah, she's going to tell him. I'm sure it's going to go over well.
Whoa. What am I doing? Oh, my God. Stop. Sorry. What's going on?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Is that a song for... Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Damn it.
Oh.
Okay. We'll play that one next because that was out of order. Damn it. I pressed the wrong... Anyway.
Nick.
Yeah, she's...
Anyone that you were dating had sex with your cousin. What do you do?
First of all, the cousin's like, was probably like, hey, well, I want a piece of this ticket over to the U.S. also.
I am guaranteeing the cousin and him know. That the cousin
for
told
sure.
Him.
For sure. 100%. He knows. He's like, yeah. Oh, you got a piece of that? All right.
All right. You really think that? Because I really I think that.
This like smells and reeks of Jay and Ashley.
Yeah. Oh.
But not the same, obviously, H, well, whatever, but yeah. It's, he's, you know, Pussy Skins 1003. And, you know. All right, so let's go to the next one.
The cousin. It's family. Andrew and Amira?
Yeah. Because they're traveling all around the way to try to find...
She's the one doing all the work.
Well, he supposedly did all the work.
He's a weirdo.
To try to find... Oh, we already established
that. Oh, all the work? All the research? Yeah. And I'm saying this with air quotes?
That fucking failed.
From the Googs. I did so much research. Did you Google it? Because that's not really research, okay?
Wait, whoa. Mm. Are you saying Googling something is not research?
Wouldn't say that is a full breadth of research. Time Let's out. Talk to people that have gone through this. Let's talk pause, to the embassy. Pause, is this a way to do it?
Pause.
Huh.
In the past, before there were Googles, you'd have to go to an encyclopedia to look at something. And that would have been called research. If you had an encyclopedia
you couldn't have done
in your house, or you went to the library.
Sure. But this is like a real-time thing with the COVIDs. And like he's looking for a loophole to get to her to get to America is to go to... That he thinks go to Mexico for 14 days and then he just quarantine there and then they can go to America. She's skeptical. Dad's skeptical. He's like, no, I've done research. Like, I'm gonna bet that his research was some Yahoo on Reddit that was like, I did this and it was really amazing. And that was his research, because I don't think he really researched it like, embassies. Is this a thing we could do? And is this a thing that it works? And like, what are the risks of somebody from Europe? Because right now in the way where this is filming is Europe had like travel ban, like, because Europe was, you know, the America of yesterday where all the COVID was. We're now the like, no one wants us. Okay. Let's be honest. We're the breakout. But prior to us being the worst, Europe was. And so Europe, and P.S. they locked it down.
Okay, let's not give people what they want.
What? Let's... Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Anyway.
So, the thing is that he did research. What he thought was research. And then...
For a loophole.
And she couldn't get into the... She got detained. We don't know what happens.
She got detained. Okay, so wait. So, let me back up for a second. So... She's terrified of travel. He's like pressuring her, like, you need to do this. You need to do this because you
prove your love to
she
me.
Got her K-1, but she has only 42 days left to come. And so the plan is go to Mexico, meet there at the airport, and then quarantine for 14 days at a resort, and then they can go to America. Da, 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 da. And by the way, if it was that easy, like, come on. I'm serious. I bet you he read somebody on Reddit. Okay. So. They're meeting in Puerto Vallarta. He gets there. First of all, another comment. He arrives at the airport. And he just flings his mask off and is just talking with his
camera. Nobody's about. Nobody's around.
I don't care. He's Knock talking. I don't like it. I'm kind of militant about masks, by the way. If you haven't noticed.
If you can't tell.
So then he is at the airport. And he gets a text from Amira's dad that she was detained in Mexico City, and he doesn't know what to do or what to do. Like, what? Strangely, his well-researched loophole didn't work. So then he says the French embassy is closed on the weekends.
Wouldn't you have that? Like, what's your backup plan? Like, you have
he didn't have one because he researched it, Nick.
Okay.
But does an embassy close? I don't feel like they close.
Well, they probably closed because of COVID.
No, he said that it was the weekend, so the embassy's closed. That seems weird to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I actually didn't research that, but I'm like,
So how would you research that?
I would Google it. Nick.
Okay, then.
But you know what I would do?
You would Google it.
I would, but I would go to the actual embassy website.
The more you know.
Which... It wouldn't be Reddit telling me anything.
Who said he went to Reddit? You said he went to Reddit.
Well, where else is he going to get this? Somebody got lucky doing this. Okay. But yes, noted. Yes, I would go to Google. Okay. But I would go to an actual place.
Whatever. It's all on the internet. So
different. Okay.
So we leave that there. I think that's it, right? Then he's like stranded and...
No. Then I want to talk about the fact that he's in the taxi on the way to the resort without a mask on again. What about the taxi driver?
I don't know.
Was there plexiglass? Because I don't think so.
How do you know? You don't know that.
But I'm worried that there wasn't. Anyway.
You worry about everything.
Well, I'm worried about the driver. Like, he had no care for anybody but himself. Oh, boy. And then he says, this was my worst shit, most shittiest day. Like,
good, what?
You know what? I bet Amir's day was worse than yours because she's detained somewhere in Mexico City and we don't even know where.
It's true.
So he's complaining about his day?
Mm. At least he's free to go where he wants
to go.
I
think he's my least favorite person on this show. Not in the world.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait. I have a worse person. I'll tell you when we get to him. Natalie and Mike?
Yep.
God, I'm good.
That's elimination on this one.
No.
That would have been a tough one. Okay. Awesome. Yes. Give me Natalie.
Natalie, aka No Syrup.
So what the fuck? What? Like, you guys are totally, totally not made for each other.
I want to take a picture of... Okay, so it's the first morning at the house. He wants to show her how to make French toast, breakfast. She goes in to kiss him, and his face was just like... It was... There was nothing in his face that was even like, I like you. It was just... Kind of like detest.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like
I think she's just there because number one, her visa came up, and they were like, "Oh shit."
Yeah.
And they want to be on the show again. And by the way, why won't he turn the heat on that goddamn house? Give her a space heater.
Do you notice this? Fast forward. You like the movies, and I like TV. I take things serious. Do you think that's the case?
No. I just think they... Well, sure, they're opposites, but they don't attract.
They're very much opposites. Like,
and also, he doesn't like her as a human being.
Well,
he doesn't like her,
honestly,
Nick.
So let's you know, the wound is fresh. It's still barely even coming together to be healed.
And you know what? And she's ticked off and cold. And let's just,
here we go.
When I'm cold, what do I do? Am I a monster?
When you're cold?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm used to the cold stuff. Because I supposedly am cold all the time.
Yeah, no, when I am too cold.
The thing is, you can't be cold for too long.
Why?
You just can't. When you're cold, when you go cold.
Yeah.
You can't. You're not, you just don't, you're like, you try to be cold and then you're like, no, I got to talk about it.
No, cold, like temperature.
Kind of cold. Yeah. Like frio.
When I'm frio, I am not a nice person.
Like your body cold.
Yes, okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like being cold, like cold shoulder. Like quiet.
Cold. Oh, no, I'm talking about temperature cold.
Okay.
You can't, like, don't talk to me when I'm cold. I'm cold. Why doesn't he give her a space heater at least? She's cold. She's standing over...
There's a pellet stove right behind them. Like, the one at the door.
She's still cold. She's standing over the little, like, air vent. And he's like, don't stand on that because you can fall.
Might fall through that shit.
He hates her.
He hates her.
Well,
wow.
If it were me...
But if the wound is fresh. Come on, let me think.
Give her a space heater.
No, let's think. Talk about this. He literally, then less than 3 months ago, probably, I think, got his ring...
thrown at him
somewhat
and he hasn't given it back.
Hell no. Like,
but then she's there and then no one wants her there. Exactly. She doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be there.
I wouldn't want her there either, but he's like, well, we got the show, they wanted to give us some money. Yeah, I guess we should do this, even though I'm not ready to have you back in my life yet.
I don't think I'm not on her side. I'm just telling you, when I am cold, there is nothing that makes me angrier.
Yeah, I don't like being cold either, but it's tough through it.
I have a pedicure.
Ooh, Christy's Petty Corner. So if you don't know what a Petty Corner is, people, I'm pretty sure you do, because there are like three people
listens to them.
Maybe there's some, I think there are a few new people. What's a Petty Corner, Christy?
It's when one of us picks out something petty.
About
What we see. And it's real petty.
Super petty.
And we're not proud of it.
No,
but
It's petty.
It's
corn.
Just something that's petty.
And all the theme music to lead into each one is Tom Petty.
Okay. You don't need to. Okay, obviously.
Ugh, come on. Maybe come I didn't on. Know that.
I don't think we're having, like, we're not, like, in the best space right now, right?
What are you talking about?
We both had bad days.
I did have a bad day, too.
Okay, so I don't know if you noticed this, but we are in the kitchen. This is on the French toast.
Are you talking about high-waisted jumpsuit velour thing?
No, that's fine. I'm talking about the multiple pairs of sunglasses hanging from under the cabinet next to his mixing or measuring cups. There's measuring cups. You know how like people have things under their hanging down, like a pot or like what? He has measuring cups.
They're his sunglasses? Silver.
I don't know who they are. Who's there? There's like three or four pairs of sunglasses.
Do you know that Seattle
hanging from hooks?
Do you know that Seattle is the biggest seller of sunglasses?
Sure, but he didn't live in Seattle.
The country. Well, this area, I'll say that.
Yeah, we don't like the sun because we're not used to it. It burns our eyes. We're like vampires.
What? It's because when you need sunglasses, you never have them, and you always buy
new. You just buy new ones. Oh, okay, that's fair. Anyway, well, he's not going to go without because he has them dangling from where you would normally dangle, like kitchen utensils and
he's such. A bachelor. Let him decorate his house the way he wants to.
That's my petty corner. It was weird.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, mostly I just wrote about turn on the heat and please put syrup on your, like, of course French toast
she's
is gonna
gross. She's going to eat carrots in the corner?
She's
what? Whoa. French toast is not gross. French toast done well
French
with...
French toast without syrup?
Yeah, you could make some bomb ass French
like
toast.
An egg.
Are you kidding me?
With I don't think
some
they made
butter.
Bomb ass. No one uses butter
Texas
like you, Nick.
Oh, hell no.
You're the king of butter.
Hell yeah. But... If you put some butter and some cinnamon on that, you don't need to have syrup. You can make bomb-ass French toast without syrup.
I mean, I haven't grown up with, like, a lot of great recipes.
And plus, you can't use that, like, dumb-ass white bread or, like, whatever. You need to use Texas toast.
I grew up
toast.
With Wonder Bread, babe. Ugh,
that shit will...
Wonder Bread. I didn't have wheat bread till college. I told you
that. That reminds me of that Eddie Murphy skit. What, he's talking about hamburger? You're not a big Eddie Murphy fan.
I mean,
he's talking about a mama's mama hamburger.
I don't know.
I don't want to repeat his skit. I'm not that good at that. So anyway.
Anyway, so she's peeling a carrot. She's peeling it towards herself, which is like the worst way to peel. She has the carrot like up her arm, and she's peeling it towards herself. That was another almost petty corner, but.
All right.
Anyway, she's just gonna eat the carrot in the corner.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny it. All right.
Okay, so let's take Natalie to town.
Show around.
This can't go horribly.
Starts freaking out.
Then, okay, first of all, my favorite other part of this whole program was when he's driving around. He's like, see over there? When it's warmer, I'm going to take you to the creek.
Creek. She's like, do we have to?
No, but he calls it a creek.
Creek.
Do you call it a creek or a creek?
It's a creek. Oh, yeah. And by the way, Dell from last week, who did shout out back and told me that he was a guy and not a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent me some pictures of some decks. And
yada, yada. The like outdoor things.
Yes. And he said that I said pajamas properly, not
they're
whatever.
They're pajamas.
They're pajamas.
Pajamas.
Pajamas. Where are you from? Like Quahog, Rhode Island? Like
my mom's pajamas. From Wisconsin. Pajamas. So I learned Wisconsin talk.
Pajamas.
Sorry. Pajamas.
They're pajamas.
Ew. No. I'll never ever say pajamas. I'm the queen.
It's not like proper English.
Pajamas. No, pajamas.
Go somewhere.
I also say pop. Instead
I'm
of
not
soda.
Gonna get into
okay, whatever. Anyway. Go. Do I have to go to the creek?
Yeah.
Creek is one it's creek.
Yeah.
Okay. At least we agree on that.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going back. We're going to town. She is not impressed. This is not. This is not a town in her opinion.
Yeah.
Then she brings up like there's this famous waterfall, and I'm like, oh, I know what this is. This is Snoqualmie Falls, which is Theo's favorite place.
He talks
in
about
the world.
It all.
All he
the
wants
time.
To do is go to the waterfall.
Yeah.
He loves it. God, he loves it.
Yeah.
Anyway. this is what I don't understand. So she wants to go next weekend. And he's like, no, we like,
but just because 2 weeks. It's the, he has to take time off to do.
Okay. Well, what days does he work? Cause he's saying that he has Monday to go on Friday. A Friday. Okay. Why can't they go Saturday or Sunday? He's time, like, oh, I have to take a, I have the time to, take a Friday
to get there. You'd have to like, he'd have
he
to
said it was 2 to 3 hours.
Okay. So I don't know where he works, but let's say he works closer to Seattle, right?
Sure.
He would have to go back after work.
Why can't
work,
we go on Saturday morning?
Pick her up and then go.
No, you don't have to go on Friday. Mike, you can go on Saturday or Sunday. You are, and by the way, I rewound. They are out looking at the town on a Sunday, so he has Sunday off. Why can't they go on a Sunday?
It's a long-ass fucking drive.
He said it was 2 to 3 hours.
2 to 3 hours. Like,
sure.
It's an hour from our house.
Sure. Why can't you go on a Saturday or a Sunday? Why does it? Why do you have to take a Friday off? I just don't understand.
It's 6 hours in the car.
Nick, we have driven to the coast, which is like 4 hours.
And I went outside of like, yeah. And who's in doing the driving? Me.
Yeah.
It's hard. Idea.
I know it's hard.
And it was I was doing idea. It for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you wanted to go rock hounding.
I do like rocks. Okay, let's not talk about that. Anyway, I'm just confused. If he works Monday through Friday, why can't we go on a Saturday morning and come back Sunday? Stay at the Snoqualmie Lodge. It's lovely.
I think they actually do, because in the scenes from next, we see them at the falls.
Oh, we do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. Anyway, she's worried because he's going to be at work all week and she has nothing to do. And he's like, unpack. And she's like, okay, that's 2 hours. Then what? And he's like,
clean the house. When we teach you how to ride the ATVs, you can go out.
Oh, yeah, she's gonna like she's gonna ride the ATV. He hates her. He does not
hate her. No, it's just a fresh wound.
The fact that he brought up like go out on the ATV, you know, like yeah. You know that that's not her thing, and he tells her to watch TV.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm telling you, if it's a fresh wound, he's not over. You can tell the man is just not fully healed from. Pain that was inflicted when he was in Kiev.
Okay, so there was a little controversy.
Controversy
about the scene when they're in downtown Squim and they get out of the car.
The boot right? thing.
The boot thing. Yeah, frauded.
Yeah, it's a little editing mishap.
She had different boots on.
It's all fucking fake. We all know this bullshit.
Like, I know, but I like to pretend like I don't believe it. And then this was... So there's like one scene where they get out of the truck and like she's upset. And then she has these ankle boots on. And then she storms away and she's wearing half upper calf boots.
Oh. Dun, was, dun, dun.
I think that's interesting. Okay.
All right. Are we done with that one?
Yeah.
Alright, next.
Julia and Brandon?
Yeah.
Because they can't sleep together?
Yeah.
They ain't gonna hear each other's secrets.
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
I have to say, Nick.
I need to put Betsy on blast. That's her name, right? The mom?
Betty.
Betty.
Betsy is our friend.
That's true.
Betty, his mom. Oh, what? His mom. She's
the fuck
out of hand.
What? Why? Oh, why? If you don't want these people sleeping together.
We're not even at that yet.
Would you put condoms in a cup next to them?
We're not even there. I didn't even like her before that.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This Betty. Listen, your son's 27 years old. Number one. Okay, but for like I just started with. Sorry, I get really excited about this. So they're leaving the hotel. Betty comes storming in. Time to go. Of course, like time to go. Okay, they got to get in the car. They got to go to the farm. Okay. I feel so bad for Julia in this whole
why
thing because she's a city girl. The fuck?
She signed up for this shit. She knew
she
was getting into.
No, she didn't. She's never been to a farm.
She knew what she was getting into.
Did she know that Betty was going to be like, you're doing all this. You're going to be my farmhand? No. She thought she was coming there to marry a dude. She thought she was going to at least stay in the same room with him. No.
That's true.
She's got to stay in the goddamn junk room.
The junk room?
Oh, my It's right. Did you see the room with the pile of junk? There was like paint. There was shit in the corner. It was the junk room. Okay. I have three problems with
this. Why wouldn't they take that shit out of the room?
Because it's Betty. And you know what? Betty is poking.
He's crickets in the kitchen. That's why.
There's, I said, CJC. Condoms, junk, and crickets. This is the whole thing I want to say about this. CJC. Condoms. Okay. So she goes to his room, which looks like a grandma room. Let's be clear. There's like an Afghan or a quilt or some bullshit on the bed.
I hate that.
It's a grandma room. So is this his room when he was growing up?
Probably.
It's confusing to me because it's like a...
Has he ever lived outside the house?
Probably not. Doubtful. Maybe, okay. But okay. Now he's back in the guest room? I don't know. Like, can he have like a... I would expect him to have like a Spider-Man bedspread. But I just feel bad. So can I just, okay.
Fill those condoms in the room.
Good. Well, first they don't even get to the house before they have to go do an animal goddamn tour. And so she has to learn all the chores she has to do. And this is a city girl. Like okay.
You're jumping all around the place. Let's stay focused here. Okay. Let's calm down.
They get to the farm. The nice thing is there's a sign, welcome home. Okay. Lovely.
Got it.
That's the only nice thing about this entire
thing.
They have to learn how to feed the horses, feed the chickens, feed the goats, feed the pigs. She's terrified of the pigs. Mm-hmm. They're scary. If you've never been around, and she doesn't know.
Why is a pig scary?
Mom, those pigs were like hairy pigs. They're not cute little baby pigs.
What, are they going to eat you? They're the pig?
I don't know. I've never been around a pig. What are they going to do? I don't know. I've only seen baby pigs.
Is a pig going
to... I don't know. She's never been around it. And then Betty is like, well, tomorrow you're going to have to do all... Like, there you go. And then Aspen, the family friend who I don't know why she's not marrying Brandon.
What?
Aspen, who comes... Is
really?
The farm friend. Yeah.
Really?
They would
Christy.
Be
a... Are you kidding me?
Why not?
You think Aspen and Brandon are a match?
That I think Mom probably thinks so. Aspen loves
So Mom makes Brandon's decisions?
Kinda.
No, sorry. Seriously.
She puts condoms on his bedside table.
Look at Julia. And
Aspen also has a hairless cat. This poor woman, she comes and she sees all these animals. Then she has to meet Aspen, who has a hairless cat.
Yeah, okay.
That she's like, then the crickets. Like, she is in horror land.
Okay.
I picture myself as that. What?
Keep it moving. You've jumped all over this whole segment. Like, let's get to dinner.
Okay, why don't you go?
Okay. So we're at dinner. I don't even have any notes. I'm just going to fly off the top. So they're at dinner, and they're talking about... Julia's like, she's upset. She's like, I look outside. There's forest everywhere. I'm scared. I don't feel comfortable. I really don't feel comfortable.
Especially because she has to be in her own room.
Right. And she's scared. She's legitimately... I think she was legitimately not feeling comfortable. And
then they...
Hold on. Before they...
they just grab
before
hands.
They... Yeah, before
no
they...
No warning.
Yeah. She had never had a prayer before, so she...
Well, and a grab hand prayer is a different kind of prayer.
What the fuck? What do you mean?
Grab hand prayer is like... It's different.
Grab hand prayer is not a thing. You just made that up.
They grabbed each other. They held hands around the table. That's a grab hand prayer. There's one thing about like praying, but then like when somebody just grabs your hand.
Okay.
It's different. Okay. I think. Okay. Whatever.
And she's pushing I think she genuinely is scared, but it comes off as she's pushing the issue of trying to sleep in the same room, which she really doesn't want to sleep in her own room.
Because that room is the junk room.
She probably doesn't feel comfortable. Legitimately doesn't feel comfortable. And Brandon's like, yeah, Dad, let me pour a little more wine in your glass. Maybe we can talk about it.
And Dad.
Please puts his foot down. He's like, hell to the no. Hell. Yeah, no. He's
You're
like,
not
no.
married. You're not married.
You're not married.
Like,
we're not doing
ooh-wee.
That. Ooh-wee. Mm-hmm. And he's rightfully so. Because it's his house. And if you want to stay in his house, their house, whatever you want to call it, you play by the rules. And the rules are...
Fine.
No sleep in the same room.
Sure. But then she puts condoms on the bedside table. So...
If it's going to... Because
they're going to hump anyway.
Because they already talked about not being safe. So...
And so It's gross. It, like, you know what?
That's
it,
like protecting she's, like, your financial.
No, she's like trying to make him not have sex because now the condoms represent mom. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Mom put the your mom puts condoms on your bedside table.
Use them shits.
You're not gonna think about your mom?
No. Oh, fuck you. If you think I'm fucking, then yeah, let's get it on.
You're so so gross. Anyway, Betty is too much for me.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan anymore. She was entertaining. Now she kind of pushed.
I don't like how she's trying to make her be like the farmhand. This is not what she signed up for. She came to get married. You're not
gonna just sit here and just float on by.
Okay, but day one, you need to take her out to do learn how to do chores. She just arrived. She's coming off the plane, basically.
She's been here for a couple of days.
Okay.
She got to sightsee. And
can she unpack before she has to learn all her chores and put on the big boots?
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know these guys?
Let's go.
Okay, last one. You already know who this is.
I mean, I wouldn't have picked this one, but it's Rebecca and Zia.
Okay, so the reason why I picked this song, I think that I'm not really sold on Zia's love for Rebecca anymore.
Really?
I just think
anymore?
I don't know. It's been such a long time.
Well, they haven't seen each other in a year.
Yeah, and I think he's just like, yep, I'm coming over there to get married, and this is my ticket to the U.S. I think that's kind of his, like, MO. I'm not really feeling, I love you so much.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I will say I wrote that because I have the fewest notes about these two. Maybe it was just because there was less to say, but also I was so excited. Like, when we saw the preview and I was trying to force you to do this with me, this was like the couple that was like, oh my God, Rebecca and Zia are back. Like, this is the most exciting, and I'm not excited.
I'm not. They have no, their storyline's got nothing. He's going to come.
She's like, it's been 5 days since the interview. She's checking and rechecking after the interview.
Which
and
then, is super ooh, silly.
Oops. I so happens when she's at the
yeah, and the cameras are rolling
on the bench.
Look at this.
Oh.
Maybe that was calls fake. You, I didn't tell.
That was fake. And I don't like to admit anything is fake on this program.
Everything about this program is fake.
So she calls Zia to share. And that he wasn't like super excited.
No, he wasn't. He's like, oh, really, honey? That is so great. Honey. I see you soon.
So this was just sad. Well, okay, the nice part was he went to a jewelry store to get her a gift because he's like, I can't show up without a gift. And I don't have a lot of money, but I'm going to get her a little nice thing. And that was nice.
It was nice.
But then he was packing with his mom and dad. His mom was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad is the nicest.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, now that you're a little parent, a little more, I would never know what it's like to be them, to having your son go off to another country. But I think like when I think I took it for granted when I left the East Coast to come out West and I said goodbye to my parents. I don't think it really even hit me about, you know, the amount of like, okay, I'm saying goodbye to them, but it's like, I'm saying goodbye and I'm going 2,000 plus miles away. And it's like, yeah, it's going to be harder to see you now. A lot harder.
I look back, like when I moved even just to another state and left my mom, and it was like, leave my mom.
You leave. It's like you gotta live your life.
I know. So I just, like, you know.
You know, but anyway.
So that's all I've got.
It's all for these guys. Yeah, I guess that's really all that happened.
I got nothing.
Yeah, but I asked, does he just want to come to the U.S.? Does he really love her?
I think he loves her. He has a shirt with her face on
it. I think he loves her too, but I think that it's the, like I said, the whole passionate. Maybe that was all for the camera. And maybe he's just kind of like.
Remember? No, there's so many.
What is he supposed to do? Memories. Heating and cooling when he comes here? Like, he's supposed to work in HVAC or something?
Oh, yeah, dad wants
to. He needs a job.
Yeah, it's going to take a bit.
Yeah, it's going to take like more than a year, so.
I don't think this was our best episode, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Please come back.
Sorry. You didn't bring the thunder today.
No, I didn't bring the thunder. We're both having rough days. So thank you for listening.
Yep. And again, I got nothing for the post show.
And so. I'm sorry I upset everybody with my.
You didn't say. There's like there's just one comment. That's all.
Who?
I'm not gonna tell you the comment. No, you don't want it. Like I'm just let it go.
I always get in trouble.
Thank you guys. Appreciate
it. It's been a hot button for a while. And we will
leave you with a maybe I'll have my own podcast.
There's a lot of history.
I can't do it. We'll do it live.
At some point. If I do start that podcast, I'll let you know.
I'll be a guest.
Maybe not.
I'm not going to be invited.
Maybe not. Thing sucks. That's tomorrow,
and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Bye.
Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.